Chapter 3, What are Trigger Points? Trigger points were originally discovered by two doctors, Janet Trevel and David Simons, in the 1960s. Janet Trevel was a personal physician for the American President John F. Kennedy. Since then, many books have been written about trigger points. If you are curious about all the details of the physiology of trigger points, I suggest you buy a book on the topic or do a Google or YouTube search for trigger points. Trigger points are small knots or strings in the muscles that are either sore when pressed and/or radiate pain to other parts of the body when pressed. The trigger point itself is a collection of microscopic cramps in the individual muscle fibers, and the purpose of the massage is to make these tiny cramps release. Typically, you will also see that waste and toxins build up around the trigger point because the trigger point makes the muscle fibers so tight that the toxins cannot be flushed away. Trigger points typically occur as a result of an unhealthy use of muscles, for example, due to stress or bad posture. Almost all people have trigger points, but it is far from everyone who are bothered by them. The reason is that trigger points can exist in two states, either active or inactive. If they are inactive, they only hurt and send out pain when you press them, and you will not be bothered by them in your everyday life. But if they are active, they send out pain and symptoms all the time. A trigger point can switch from inactive to active due to a physical trauma, such as a car accident or a fall, or from a physically or mentally stressful period, such as illness or the death of a loved one. Even something as innocent as a really bad coughing attack can activate a trigger point, and once activated, they tend to activate other trigger points near them, and even create entirely new ones. This is how a weak headache can spread and create a whole range of symptoms.